There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Hello and welcome to Pop Off Podcast. This week's episode is a very special episode because, as we all know, the Love Island final was this week. And as we all also know, well, if you have a Twitter account, you probably will know, I can run my mouth about Love Island faster than Usain Bolt can run the 100 meters. So it only felt appropriate to commence this season ending with a Love Island special. And who better to have on this podcast for the Love Island special than a man from Love Island himself, Mr. Jack Fowler from season 4. God, guys, I know. The hearts were raising a bit. But we talk about everything that's been happening in this year's final, our opinions on the finalists, our opinions on the placements, and it's just a big, big gossip about Love Island before we finally put it to rest. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Jack Fowler. How are you today?
Yo, my guy, I am very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was going to ask how your week's been, but I feel like we're at the point of the year now where the appropriate question is, how has your summer been?
Yeah, well, the summer hasn't been as lively as I expected. I thought I'd be in and out of Ibiza. I thought I might take a little trip to Miami. I thought I'd do all these things, but so far I haven't.
Yeah, the summer ain't summered this year, to say the least.
No, it has not.
But one thing you have managed to do this year is new single.
I know. I'm gassed. I'm very, very gassed. It was a project that I worked on for like throughout the whole of lockdown. So it was so nice to finally be able to get it out there. Obviously get signed to Island Records as well and have their backing, which was amazing. But yeah, Foolish is out right now and I'm very, very proud of myself.
All right, well, with the end of summer also comes with the end of Love Island. It is finally over after 8 weeks. I feel like this has been felt like one of the longest Love Island seasons ever. Like every week it ends, like every week ended and I was like, oh, it must be the final this week. It's like, nope, another 3 weeks still to go.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, the Love Island for me didn't hit the same this year. I don't know why.
No, it didn't at all. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they need to cut the weeks down a bit. I feel like it goes on for a bit too long now. I'm always like tapping my foot like, right, okay, when is this going to end now?
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time, especially when you're in there. It kind of goes quick and it kind of doesn't. It's weird. It's a weird one because like time doesn't exist in the villa. So like you don't know what time it is or anything. So it's just a bit of a weird one. But it's always 4 weeks.
I always find that so weird that you guys don't know what time it is at all. Like, do you have any idea at all? Or is it literally like you have could be waking up at midday or 8 p.m. or 7 a.m.?
Absolutely not a clue what time it is. There's no clocks. There's no time. You know, they even take the time out of the oven and they change the times on the phones. So, like, you have zero idea what time you're going to bed. You have zero idea what time you're waking up. So, yeah, crazy.
But surely, like, you lot must be able to, like, start, like, it's like in the olden days, like, by where the sun is in the sky, you guys can be like, all right, it's, like, slightly 2 degrees up from completely centered, so it must be, like, 2 p.m., like, something like that. Like, surely you guys, like, figure out some way to tell the time, or do you guys actually just do not care?
To be fair, Dr. Alex was quite good at judging the time with the sun in the sky, but... Again, there was no clarification of that, so we just had to believe him and cross our fingers.
I feel like he speaks with quite conviction anyway, that he could tell you that it was like 8 p.m. and it would be like broad daylight, and you'd be like, yeah, sure, go for it. Must be if you're saying it.
Yeah, he's a very knowledgeable guy, you know what I mean? Very knowledgeable guy, so we did trust him, to be fair.
This year's finalists. Jack, who were you rooting to win this year out of the four of them?
I wanted Toby and Chloe to win. But, you know, Kaz and Tyler, I thought they could have won. It would be nice if they won. But, yeah, I mean, look, they all got to the final and they all found love, so.
Yeah. Well, that's why, because Kaz and Tyler came fourth. To begin with, I loved Kaz. I mean, I love Kaz for the whole way. But to begin with Kaz and Tyler, I was a bit like, I don't really trust him. Don't trust how he acted on Kaz or Moore. But then I quickly realized that all four of the couples in the final this year all had the exact same thing. Like, all four of them broke up and had some sort of, like, cheating scandal or fell out of love with each other. So I was like, if I'm forgiving all the others, I'm going to have to forgive Tyler as well. I was shocked that they came fourth. I really enjoyed them, and I thought they deserved better than fourth, personally.
Yeah, I think I personally would like to see them come first or runners-up. But... You know, it's a public's vote, isn't it? And yeah, they done well. Regardless, they done well.
Yeah, well, we know that we can't trust the British public with any type of voting based off of previous things. So Love Island final is so bloody different when it comes to a public vote. Faye and Teddy were in third. Unpopular opinion, I actually really liked Faye. I thought she was brilliant. She did act a bit mad, I will say that. But I feel like she was just someone who was not so secure in herself and didn't quite know how to go away the right way to go around it. And to be fair, she made the show entertaining, so we got to give her that as well. Brownie points for that.
Yeah, I think Faye, she had a mad couple of minutes. I don't really understand still to this day why she was bugging out. But yeah, I mean, look, Teddy took her back, so that's down to Teddy.
Exactly. If Teddy forgives her, then me and the 25k Ofcom complaints have got to forgive her as well, because we can't be holding a grudge for someone who ain't even got a grudge there in the first place. Chloe and Toby came second, which I was absolutely fuming about. I've reported to the Metropolitan Police that there has been a robbery of 50k. They deserved that 50k purely for like an entertainment fee, for entertaining the nation. They needed it for medical fees because they carried the season on their back. Like, their back is broken and they need that 50k to pay for the repairs. But I was devastated. They were my favourites from first. And a million Liam won. And all I got to say about that is it's just proven to the general youth of today that you can cheat and get away with it.
Yeah, you can cheat, get away with it. And I think for the fourth time in a row, maybe, that the winners, you know, one of them has to come from Essex.
I didn't even think of that. I do think, like, it is quite bystander now that Love Island, the favourites will usually be from Essex. They've just got something about them, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, the Essex kind of vibe is very, I think, quite relatable to most of the UK. It's just quite, you know, just quite, like, quite relatable. So I think people can kind of confine in those islanders better.
One thing I think, though, is I wonder if Millie will go back and watch back those Casa Amor episodes to see what he actually did, or whether she'll just leave it now. She'll just be like, you know what, that's done and done now. Because I think, for me, curiosity would bloody play on my mind and I'd have to go back and watch them, and then I'll be angry at them all over again.
I don't think she'll have time, if I'm honest. Like, you when you come out of Love Island, like, you haven't got time to watch all yourself. And to be fair, I have never watched myself back. I can't do that. I've never done it. So it's like, it'll be like, for me, it was weird to watch that, but maybe she will. I don't know.
One thing that I was saying is that's so weird about this year's season is that, you know, usually you'll come out and it's straight like paparazzi, you're going to events, all that stuff. But because of quarantine, like, this year's lot are all coming out And they get like paparazzied at the airport, and then they have to sit in their family homes for 5 days, like tap their foot, wait to go back out and actually get out there. Like, it must be so weird thinking that you're going to come out to be like this big, like sort of celeb and go into all these events. And then you have to go back and you like mum's cooking you cottage pie for dinner that night for the next 5 days.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
The final as a whole for me, I mean, I hate to say it, Love Island, as we all know, could talk for Love Island and Olympic sport, but the finals for Love Island are always shit. Like, first of all, the salsa dancing. Babe, if I wanted to watch Strictly Come Dancing, I would tune it in at Christmas time. I'm not watching Love Island to watch some random chicks from Cambridgeshire try and learn how to salsa dance. I'm watching it for the arguments. I don't need the salsa dance. I will say, though, Chloe had an impressive extent to her leg. I'm thinking Dancing on Ice might be in the pipeline for our Chloe. I mean, I just want Chloe to get any sort of brand deal, any sort of support, any sort of... just get a name out there. Get to switch on some Christmas lights or something, because she deserves all the money she didn't receive from the robbery that was from her prize fund. Also, the other thing that I hate, which is probably quite a controversial opinion, but the other thing I despise, which is kind of contradictory considering it is a show about love, is the vows that they do at the end. They make me feel actual sick to my stomach. If anyone ever pulls out a piece of A4 piece of paper with like their love notes scribbled on, I would politely ask them to put it away. I'd get a lighter out of my pocket and set torch to it, because I could not stand there face to face with this person and hear them tell me like that the way I smile glistens. What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean glistens? I use Colgate teeth whitening. Like, I don't understand. Like, what are you talking about? I've got no interest in you telling me this. Like, text it to me, babe, because I don't want to hear it. If you really want to get it off your chest, voice note it to me. But I just don't want to be face to face with you to the point where I'm having to look in your eyes while you say this, because it's cringe. It's awkward. I'd be walking out the villa. I'd be packing my... I would bow out of the final if I had to do that. The dresses this year, I wasn't sure on. I won't lie. I liked Kaz's dress probably the best, but as a whole, wasn't sure on the dresses. Just thought they were a bit... I don't know. I feel like, I swear, one year they did wedding dress shopping, and it was like a bit more of like a fun thing. Like, what's a summer ball? A summer ball sounds something that my grandma went to, not some fun little like Love Island thing. And of course, also in the week of the final, we had Jake and Liberty saga chapter 27 and a half at this point. Like, it was a struggle to keep up with them in their final few weeks. I didn't know if they were together, they weren't together, they were speaking to each other, they weren't speaking, they were keeping 2 meters social distance. It was really hard to keep up with them. But finally, my good sister Liberty, and I'm going to call her a sister because even though she has no idea who I am, she doesn't know that my feet walk across this planet Earth, I feel like we were connected at birth. I feel like me and her have got this spiritual sort of interloping with each other. And I will say, I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her that she realized, and she said it multiple times, self-love. And I'm thinking, I don't know if this was... tactical from Liberty, but the way that she kept going on about finding her own self-love and that she came on Love Island and she didn't find love for someone else, but she found love for herself, it was inspiring. And I'm thinking she could do some sort of self-help, self-love book, a memoir. The Liberty, is her surname Walker? Is her surname Walker? Because if her surname is Walker and she walked out the show, that would be great. It's Poole. I don't know where I got Walker from. There must be a Liberty Walker somewhere in my life. Whoever you are, Liberty Walker, I'm sorry for dragging you into this mess. I didn't mean to. But it's actually Liberty Poole. So what I said was completely irrelevant. But a self-love memoir by Liberty Poole. Maybe even like her own sort of like Oprah chat show. Oh, you know what? Gara is a panelist on Loose Women. She'd be bloody fantastic at that. I feel like she'd have fantastic advice. Also, what I will say is really nice is that when it all happened, like, all the dumped islanders were sort of, like, showing her love and were like, she's one of the nicest, most mature 21-year-olds who were in there. And that just speaks wonders. And I will say, as much as Jake does get the raff on social media, I don't think he was as malicious as people made out on social media. I don't think he went in there with this big mischievous game plan and all that. I feel like people are a bit harsh on him. Don't get me wrong, I'm not, I am Team Libs in this situation, but I do feel a bit sorry for Jake. I will say though, the family episode, if my family think that they are coming on national television to 5 million people, they would walk into that villa and I would be like, to the producers, I'd be like, who are these people? Where did you find this? Have you paid actors to come in and pretend to be my family? Because this man and this woman did not raise me for the past 22 years. They did not feed me. They did not bathe me. They did not dress me and take me to school every morning. I would ask for a restraining order from my family just specifically to not get them in that villa, because I would be too scared to let them like loose on television. There is a reason why they have never appeared in any of my YouTube videos, and it is because they've got a loose mouth and I'm scared of what they could say. Not in that way, but I mean, I genuinely feel like my parents' number one hobby, which they enjoy, is embarrassing me. I don't know if they have like PTA meetings and sit down and decide what should we say publicly about Lewis this week to our friends to embarrass him. But somehow, and also, I don't know if they think it doesn't get back to me, but parents gossip. And I think they must realize this because they are parents themselves. But they will tell a friend who will tell their children who I'm friends with, and then it'll get back to me. And I'm like, why are you saying this? This is why they could never come on TV. Also, I'm starting the petition right now to get Toby's sister and Chloe's sister on next year's Love Island. They were bloody brilliant. They were fantastic. And they are going to be best friends. Do you know how nice that is? Like, imagine if your older siblings, like, partner had a younger sister of the same age and you guys got to be best friends. How fun is that? Imagine that group family holidays. That would be bloody amazing. Considering I always say that the last week is boring, and considering I always say that the last week is irrelevant, and I still kind of stand by that it should have been cut about 2 weeks ago, like it did go on a bit long, it did bring the drama this week. And I think we have to thank Faye for that. I know Faye gets the rap on social media. I know people aren't the biggest fan of Faye, but you do have to give it to her. She did provide the entertainment this season, and it didn't really, like, if you think about every like sort of like big argument and good episode of this season, who was involved in the center of it? 8 times out of 10, it was Faye. It was Faye. She did have a spark in her, to say the least. She had a short fuse, is the best way to describe, I think, our Faye. But without her, this season would have been boring. So I will give Faye the flowers for that. However, if we're talking about MVP of the season, most valuable player of this season, has to go to Lily from Casa Amor. What would we have done without Lily? She gave us 4 of quite possibly the most explosive Love Island episodes in Love Island history. And she took the season 5's crown for the best Casa Amor recoupling episode. Which, just for future seasons, if producers are listening to this, can we not drag out the Casa Amor recoupling over 3 episodes? Because they do this every year. Like, it's over one night. We don't need this over 3 episodes. Just give it to us in one. But Lily really did. I think she deserved that 50k, quite frankly. And if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you can search on Twitter. Just search Lily hashtag Love Island. I'm sure it'll come up. They were at some sort of like Love Island big event where they all watched the live final together, and it was a screening and all that. And they announced the winner, which was obviously Millie and Liam. Her reaction was priceless, to say the least. Someone deserves to screen frame that and put it in a museum. It would probably sell more for the Mona Lisa, because she was bloody fantastic. She deserved the 50k. And speaking of which, Millie and Liam, you've won, Liam. Enjoy the money. I hope it makes you happy. What a sad little life. No, I'm joking. They are cute. They're a very cute couple. I am just slightly terrified for how they're going to sort of play about this on the outside. Because I think also people forget, Liam's young. Liam is 21 years old. Like, that's younger than... oh my God, that makes me feel sick that I'm saying that's younger than me. Partly because why did all of a sudden I just get old? Secondly, is Liam looks like he could be my father. And that is quite terrifying. I don't know how he's 21 years old. I don't know what milk his parents fed him as a child, because it wasn't the same milk as me. And I was fed blue cap milk as a child, which is supposed to be the strongest in calcium. So maybe it's like, maybe his parents are vegan. Maybe that's what the effects of drinking oat milk from a young age is looking like Liam at 21. But other than that, it's over. It's finally over, this season of Love Island. It felt like it's dragged and dragged and dragged. But it's going to be weird having my 9 p.m. slots back. I feel like I've worked a part-time job 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. every day. I feel like I've had to turn down many an obligation, many a party, many a this and that, just so I can sit in and watch ITV2 at 9 p.m. But that's it over. Thank you very much, Love Island, for ruining my life and my sleep schedule and any sort of standards that I had to hold men to, because we have seen this season that they can get away with everything. Thank you very much for listening. As always, make sure you subscribe to us so you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And I'll see you next week for another episode. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.